The Path to Paradise. Journey Towards God Realization. Spiritual Refinement. Paradise is not merely a destination reached after death. It is first a reality that begins to take shape within the human soul. Heavenly conduct produces inner consequences. It brings a kind of spiritual verdure to the heart, a freshness that signals life and growth within. A person may appear active and busy, yet if his actions do not benefit him spiritually, they remain empty and worthless. True virtuous action is that which awakens divine consciousness, makes the heart beat in harmony with higher realities, and opens a window onto the unseen world. When action fails to stir the soul, it leaves no lasting imprint. What truly matters in the life to come is not how much one does, but what one becomes through what one does. A person may possess a long list of achievements and be constantly engaged in activity, yet remain inwardly untouched. Such action is like wind that carries no oxygen, water that does not quench thirst, food that does not nourish, or a sun that gives no light. If things are stripped of their essential properties, their existence serves no purpose. In the same way, deeds devoid of inner transformation are spiritually barren. A person unfit for paradise speaks words that do not echo within his own being. He acts, but his actions fail to reach his inner self. There is a disconnect between his outward life and his inward reality. In contrast, the actions of a spiritual person are spiritual experiences. His deeds nourish his soul, and his external conduct deeply affects his inner world. Each act refines him, softens him, and draws him closer to God. Those who taste heavenly conduct in this world will taste the delights of paradise in the next. Paradise is meant for those who rely more on God's unseen support than on the visible props of this world, who love and fear God above all else, who obey the prophet in all circumstances, and for whom eternity is more significant than temporary worldly gain. They value truth over pride, even when accepting the truth wounds their ego. They find greater satisfaction in tears shed for God's sake than in heedless laughter. Forgiveness gives them more joy than revenge. Fairness pleases them more than the usurpation of rights, and humility is dearer to them than self-assertion. The Path to Paradise. Journey Towards God Realization. Spiritual Refinement. Paradise is not merely a destination reached after death. It is first a reality that begins to take shape within the human soul. Heavenly conduct produces inner consequences. It brings a kind of spiritual verdure to the heart, a freshness that signals life and growth within. A person may appear active and busy, yet if his actions do not benefit him spiritually, they remain empty and worthless. True virtuous action is that which awakens divine consciousness, makes the heart beat in harmony with higher realities, and opens a window onto the unseen world. When action fails to stir the soul, it leaves no lasting imprint. What truly matters in the life to come is not how much one does, but what one becomes through what one does. A person may possess a long list of achievements and be constantly engaged in activity, yet remain inwardly untouched. Such action is like wind that carries no oxygen, water that does not quench thirst, food that does not nourish, or a sun that gives no light. If things are stripped of their essential properties, their existence serves no purpose. In the same way, deeds devoid of inner transformation are spiritually barren. A person unfit for paradise speaks words that do not echo within his own being. He acts, but his actions fail to reach his inner self. There is a disconnect between his outward life and his inward reality. In contrast, the actions of a spiritual person are spiritual experiences. His deeds nourish his soul, and his external conduct deeply affects his inner world. Each act refines him, softens him, and draws him closer to God. Those who taste heavenly conduct in this world will taste the delights of paradise in the next. Paradise is meant for those who rely more on God's unseen support than on the visible props of this world, who love and fear God above all else, who obey the prophet in all circumstances, and for whom eternity is more significant than temporary worldly gain. They value truth over pride, even when accepting the truth wounds their ego. They find greater satisfaction in tears shed for God's sake than in heedless laughter. Forgiveness gives them more joy than revenge. Fairness pleases them more than the usurpation of rights, and humility is dearer to them than self-assertion.